Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today I want to talk to you about something that I believe is very important because I'm not real sure that we've established who we are in Christ. And I want you to go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And everybody loves the book of Revelation. But if you read the beginning, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So in Revelation 1 and 5, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who has loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. So he is the ruler over the kings of the earth. So there must be some kings on the earth. So a ruler is a king as well as a priest. He is the King of kings and he's the Prince of peace. So love in the Greek means he knows you through and through. So he knows everything about you. He knows every secret about you. But I want you to see something that I believe is very, very powerful. And then when I begin to study this and look these scriptures up and begin to get this revelation, it really began to transform my life. And I begin to grab hold of something that really illuminated me. And I begin to live as who I was in Christ. I want you to go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now we see here that he's made us kings and priests. Now some people want to argue and want to say, you know, that's when we get to heaven. We're going to become a king and a priest. The Bible says he's King of kings now and Lord of lords now, not when we get to heaven. So if there's King of kings, there's got to be some little kings. And if there's Lord of lords, there's got to be some little lords. And so I want you to get a hold of this revelation because Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 says, where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? So we see here that we've been made kings and priests and we rule and reign where? On this earth. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. He hath made us kings and priests and we shall rule and reign where? On the earth. Not when we get to heaven. You and I are kings and priests on this earth. Now, I love that because under the old covenant, you couldn't be a king and a priest. The only person that was a king and a priest under the old covenant was Melchizedek, which is symbolic of Jesus in Genesis. And you read about that also in Hebrews, but he's the one that had cut a covenant and had communion with Abraham, and Abraham began to pay tithes to Melchizedek, which is symbolic of Christ in the old covenant. So he was the only one that was a king and a priest. You can find that in Genesis 14:18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God. So he was a priest and a king. So we see here that he was a king and a priest. And you couldn't do that under the old covenant unless you were Jesus. So you had to become a king and a priest. And so we recognize from reading this that something began to happen in the new covenant because now, according to Revelation 1 and 6 and according to Revelation 5 and 10, you and I have been made kings and priests. Now, the reason that you and I have made kings is because he has a kingdom that's inside of us. Lo here, lo there, for the kingdom is at hand. It's in us. So the kingdom of God is on the inside of us. Now, things begin to light up for me when I begin to read 1 Peter 2 and 9. But you are a chosen generation. Now the word chosen is the actual Greek word that means favorite or God's elect. Turn to somebody that's sitting beside you riding in the car and say, you know what? I'm his favorite. I've been telling the congregation for years, I'm his favorite. When I found this scripture that I was his chosen one, that I was his favorite, it began to light me up. And he also says, I'm a royal priesthood and a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, royal priesthood means king and priest. You have royalty and yet you're a priesthood at the same time. That's what you and I have been called in Revelation 1 and 6 and Revelation 5 and 10. Now, don't that really light you up, the knowing that you're a king? That you say, well, Pastor, I don't feel like a king. It doesn't matter what you feel. What matters is what you know, because if you have a revelation of who you are, then what you do will come out of who you are. See, the reason we're not experiencing the things of God is because you don't have a revelation of who you are. Then you will do, will come out of who you really are. So who you really are, you keep saying, well, I'm a loser. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. That's not what he's saying. Because he tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may be bold, have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. It doesn't say as he was, it says as he is. So how is he right now? He's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You and I are seated in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 2 and 6, in Christ Jesus. So as we begin to find out who we are, we're going to see the manifestations of who we are begin to come out of our lives. If you see yourself a loser and you see yourself a failure, then loser and failure is going to come out of your life. But if you see yourself prospering, you see yourself of goodness and mercy, then goodness and mercy and favor is going to flow out of your life. That's what he's looking to flow out of our lives, is exactly who we are. He wants us to live like kings, operate like priesthood, and begin to enjoy the goodness of the Lord and experience the favor of God profusely in our lives and the abundance of God being poured out in our life. And he wants you to be blessed and highly favored and deeply loved. He wants sin consciousness to be gone out of your life and joy to penetrate your hearts and love to penetrate your heart and for you to have the good things of life. God bless you.